President Bush flew to Arizona today for a first-hand look at the blaze that has so far forced the evacuation of nearly 30,000 people. More than 350,000 acres have burned in northeastern Arizona's Apache Sitgraves National Forest. It's the worst wildfire in Arizona history. The president has declared part of the state a federal disaster area. Today, at a high school cafeteria packed with evacuees in the town of Eager, Mr. Bush tried to offer some comfort.
A lot of people in our country are pulling for you. They understand the suffering that families are going through because of worry about your most precious possession, your home. They understand that a lot of you are living in tents when you'd rather be in your own bed. They cry for you and they hurt with you. And I'm here to say on behalf of the American people, God bless you.
Firefighters believe that cooler weather may help them control the fire. Still, it's now less than a half mile away from the town of Sholo, and fire officials predict it will burn into the community. It's just a matter of how much damage it will do. Arizona Public Radio's Sadie Babbitts reports.
5 days ago, Deuce of Clubs, Sholo's Main Street, was bustling with activity. But today it's empty, except for police cars, fire trucks, and Green Forest Service vehicles. Restaurants like Pat's Place are closed. So is the Circle K just down the street. But just off Deuce of Clubs is Base Camp, what used to be the local high school. Thousands of firefighters come here to rest, eat, and get ready to go back on the lines. The football field is now a sea of tents, and the parking lot packed with fire engines, trucks, and equipment. Paul Hobel provides medical support for hotshot crews. He calls this place a whole other world, always busy, noisy, and going 24 hours a day.
Fire camp is like a little city. They have a garage, they have a tire fixing shop, they have a laundromat, they have a dining hall, they have showers set up. Everything is mobile and portable. Everything is trucked in from somewhere else. This is a particularly nice camp because we have real buildings and electricity and running water. We don't always have that.
Hobel went out with a hotshot crew Monday night. The fire was pretty docile where he was, but it's far from tame. It's now less than a mile from Sholo's west side. Fire crews are trying to keep the blaze away from a major highway. There's a 50% chance today it will cross that highway, bringing a wall of flame into the town. When President Bush visited with evacuees in Eager earlier today, he asked Chief Fire Information Officer Jim Paxson about the conditions in Sholo.
The smoke real thick in here. The smoke is really thick here. When I got up in Sholo this morning, laying in the back of my truck, I was covered with ash. So it's kind of like a snowfall in June right now in Sholo.
Crews are making some progress today battling the blaze outside Sholo. They're building fire lines and lighting smaller fires to burn back into the blaze. Matt Clark is with a Flagstaff hotshot team and spent last night putting out spot fires. He says it's not that scary fighting such a big fire. Clark says he's only been scared once. That's when he started battling blazes 5 years ago.
I thought, ooh, fire. Now it's like, sweet, another fire.
Crews have had a few extra days to protect structures since the fire is moving slowly and temperatures have cooled. Houses here are marked off with green and red tape. Green for those that can be saved, red for those that can't. Only a few homes have the red tape. So far, crews have managed to save more than 2,000 homes. Jim Paxson says that after days of giving ground to the fire, they are finally making progress.
We're back to doing what we're doing best. We're back to fighting fire. It's been beating us up for a week, and we're back to where we're battling this monster, so we feel real good about that.
Right now, it's a waiting game for the fire crews camped out in Sholo. They should know within the next 24 hours or so whether the town will take the full brunt of the rodeo fire or just be hit by the sparks and embers as it moves on. For NPR News, I'm Sadie Babbitts in Sholo, Arizona.